Okay, we're up to the last parak in Sefer Amos and Parak Tes, as the parak ends off starting with harsh words regarding what's going to happen. Many say he's talking about Malchi Yehuda, even though Amos has spent most of his time talking about Malchi Yisrael, the northern kingdom, and Shomron. But this one starts off with harsh words about Malchi Yehuda. But according to almost all the Mefarshim, the Sefer ends off on a conciliatory note, one of Nechama, one of hope for the future, and return to Tzion. The Abarbanel says, starting off the parak, what this parak is going to be about, at least the beginning of it. Hu shamara azos ra osa amos al churban v'galas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Ki acharei sheniba al churban shomron v'galas hashvatim. After he spoke about the earlier prakim, mostly were about Shomron and the galas of the ten tribes. Hareu gamkein churban Yerushalayim v'galas b'nei Yehuda. That is the beginning, a very harsh description. Ra'isi, but again, it's very graphic. Ra'isi es Hashem nitzav ala mizbeach. I saw Hashem kaviyachol standing on the Mizbeach. How would he mean standing on the Mizbeach? This is allusion to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that the Shechina made its way out of the Beis HaMikdash slowly, 10 steps. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eser Masos Nasa Shechina Mikroi U'Mikenegdan Galsa Sanhedrin Migemara. Eser Masos Nasa Shechina Mikroi Mikaparis Lekruv, Mikruv Lekruv, Mikruv Lemiftan, Miftan Lachatzer, Vichatzer LeMizbeach. And it continues, but here it is. The our pasuk is quoted as one of the stops on the mizbeach, one of the stops on the way out. Nitzav al hamizbeach vayomer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol commands nature, commands the world. Hacha kaftar, hit the kaftar, hit the lintel. The Yerushu asapim, and the whole thing will collapse. Right, alluding to the korban. Ubitzaam barosh kulam, and crush the heads of them. What are the heads of them? The Radak says the Kohanim. The Charisam becherev ehero. And they will be smitten by the sword. Lo yonus lamnas, lo yimalei palid. Don't think you could get away. Right, the destiny of a person, you can't run away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is melochel aris kvodo. You can't hide, and don't try to get away. Right, remember that Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara says both before a story and after a story. Nun gimel amen aleph. Rabbi Yochanan also says ragloi debar inish inan arvin bay. The legs of a person are his guarantors. La asar demispi taman muvilin yasi. Where he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be. The Gemara there tells the story of Shlomo HaMelech. He met the Malach HaMavis one day, Davi Ka'asiv, and he was very sad. He was upset. He asked him, why are you so sad? Amarle, to kabay minay hani tarti kushay. I need to take these two people. The Yasviacha, I need to take them, and I can't figure out how to get them. He didn't tell Shlomo what the problem was. Shlomo Melech quickly gives them to the demons and sends them to the city of Luz, where nobody died. And right when they got to the city of Luz, Kimatlam Chuzad Luz, Shechivu, they dropped dead. And the Malach HaMavis the next day was walking, and Shlomo sees him, and he's smiling. The Kabadach, Amalei, my Badiches, why are you so happy? Amalei, Basar Deboaminai, Taman Shadartinu. I was only allowed to take them outside of the city of Luz. I couldn't figure out how to get them there, and you fell right into the trap. And Shlomo HaMelech says the same thing there. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ragloi debar inishin and arvin bay." You can't run away from destiny, and that's what the pasuk is saying here in Amos. That somebody tries to get away, lo yanus lemnas. There's no escape. Lo yimalit lempalit. Im yachteru bishaol. If you dig down to the depths, misham yaditi kachem. My hand will take them. Im yalu hashamayim. If you go to the upper heavens, misham oridem. I'll bring them down. As a mashal, v'michavu b'roshah karmel mishama chapesu v'ka'ula kachtim. I'll take them from the tops of the mountains. V'misasru megadeinai b'karkayim. You go to the depths of the sea, the bottom of the ocean. Mishama tzaves hanachash unashacham. I'll command the snake to go bite them. What does this mean? So Rashi says maybe it's all a mashal. Nations that are as biting and poisonous as a snake. The Radak says no. Maybe it's talking about the Leviathan. It's talking about these sea creatures. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of. And if you go into captivity before your enemies, rather Radak says this is referring to the end of Bizman HaKurban, that Yirmiyahu says, don't leave, don't go to Mitzrayim, just stay here, it'll be okay. And there were those that didn't listen, and they rather became captives in Mitzrayim. Hashem says, that's not going to help. You'll be killed there. And I'll put my eye on them for Ra'a, not for Tova. What does that mean? Says the Malbim, this won't be just Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not focusing. No, it's Dafka Hashgacha Pratis L'Ra'a. Dafka Pratis L'Ra'a, says the Malbim. Masha asim eini aleyam hayavra levotova shashgiach aleyam lahanisham onesh hashkachi. It's an onesh of hashkacha. And the next pasuk, which we'll read, kol zeh lo haya mikra, rak aydei Hashem, hu nogeya ba'aretz v'tamuk v'nasa mered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly and actively involved in all of these activities and punishments that we are going to see. As the pasuk continues, Vashem Elokim hatzvakos, hanogeya ba'aretz, he's the one that's touching the earth, v'tamuk, and it melts, v'avlu kol yosheba. And then the whole land is mourning. V'alsa kayar kula, as we learned in the last parak, the yar, the water will totally overflow. V'shaka kayar Mitzrayim, and it'll drown, and it'll cover the whole Mitzrayim. That's what's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, like that type of flooding. Habona b'shamayim ma'alosa v'agudaso al Eretz Yisada. Hashem is the one that creates the heavens and stretches out the land. Hakori l'mehayam, he calls out to the sea. And he pours out apnei ha'aretz. What's the message of this pasuk? So the Radak says, you think that continuing the previous pasuk, you think that you could hide, you think you could go on the mountains and the waters. Am borei olam, I created all of these brios. You think you could hide? Says the Radak. Zocha yetziras kol ha'olam ma'alo mata v'atam eich lo yiru mipanov. How can you not fear and be in awe of me? Veich yuchlu li saser mideged einav. How could you think to hide? Like the beautiful piyut that we have on called Nidre Night. We're all kechomer, we're just material. He could build us up, he could destroy us. So what, we're looking at the world to try to hide? No, it can't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created all. Interesting, just one little thought. It says Hashem did the heavens above and the land below. Aguto al Eretz Yisada. Rabbi Bunim says maybe this is an allusion to the thought that he was always wont to say, quoting here in the Biur Chasidus. Amar Bunim Pashischa, Lakol Adam Sorach Liyos Shnei Kisa Bebigdo. Everybody always has to have two pieces of paper in his pocket. And one of them says Bishvili Nivra Olam. On the second one it says Vanochi Afer Va'efer. And you can't mix and match. You have to make sure you focus on the Bishvili Nivra Olam properly and the Anochi Ofer Ve'efer properly. And that's Merumas in this Pasuk. Bashamayim Ma'alaso. Via Aretz Yisada, says the Biur Chasidus in the name of Rebbe Bunim. The phrase Va'agudas Aleretz Yisada is quoted by Chazal and by the Rishonim and the Mefarshim to symbolize Aguda means a group. Achdus, the Gemara Menachos, and expanded upon even more if you look in the Yalkut. The Yalkut Shimoni here has a number of Ma'amare Chazal relating to the Achdus of Am Yisrael. As we have here, says the Amrei Chanina Bar Bizna, Amrishim Chasida, this one we know from the Gemara, Kol Tainus Shein Misanim Bamiposhi Yisrael Eino Tainus. Any Tainus that does not include even the sinners is not a Tainus, and we learn that from the Chelbana. And Abaya says, where did we learn that from? Va'agudaso al Eretz Yisada. Here, the Aguda, when we're in a group, then the world is established. Kishi Yisrael Shavin Be'etza Achas Milamata Shmoa Gadol Mishtabach Milamala. Shenemar Vahivi Shurin Melech Emasai Behis Asef Rashayam. V'kach Amara Kasuv La'agudas al Eretz Yisada. V'lo k'shem asuyas agudas agudos. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Mashal l'shnei svinos, it's like two boats that are tied next to each other, and there's a palace built on the two boats. K'shiros b'hognin u'ba'ashasos u'bonalei platlin. V'he'emidum al gabeyam. Called b'ashas svinos k'shiros, as long as the boats are together, platlin kayamim, so then the palace stays. Parshu asvinos, if the boats start separating, ein platlin kayamim, then they're not kayam. And finally, in the next piece in the Yalkut, in Tavkuf Bemtes, Benoeg Sheba Olam Adam Notel Aguda Shalkanim Ein Yochel B'Basachas Hashabim. So he picks up a bunch of branches and holds them together. You try to crush them, you can't break them. Achas, if I pick up one at a time, Afilu Tinok Yochel Hashover, and even a young child could break it. V'chein Atam Motzei She'ein Yisrael Nigolin Ad She'yasu Aguda Achas. Geula will only come when we are one. She'ne'amar B'yam Mahema Yachu Beis Yehuda Al Beis Yisrael V'yavu Yachtov Me'eretz Tzafon. It has to be together, but it's alluded to in here. Va'aguda so. And again, it's not an aguda without any purpose. It's an aguda coming together as servants and children of Hashem. The Sfas Emes points out in Parshas Noach, Tuf Reish Mem Vav, that the Dora Flaga also had Achtus. But they didn't survive, even though they were Safa Achas. Sheba Emes says the Sfas Emes. Kalacha Achtus Gadol Ma'od. La'over Kalacha Sharesh Ben HaShemayim. Achtus Tzorach Liyos L'Shem Shemayim. V'zeh Nimsa Rak B'Bnei Yisrael. Right? Because B'Nei Yisrael is Kaim Acharkach Binyan HaMikdash. Ki HaBiyas HaMikdash Lohaya Binyan Eitzim Avanim Bovan. It wasn't just a physical connection and unity of Am Yisrael. Rak Sh'aydeh HaYischabrus B'Nei Yisrael Kalish Yisrael. Yesh Bo'iz HaChelek U'Kamo Shekasav Mar Pasik Bona Shemayim B'Vakudosu Al Eretz. We're connected through a spiritual connection, a goal that we share, and that is what Agudaso Al Eretz is about. Okay, we continue. Says the second half of the Haftorah starts off Halo Mibnei Kushiyim. This is the Haftorah for Kedoshim. Some of the minhag of laning this Haftorah, even if Achremos and Kedoshim are together, there's a discussion which Haftorah to do. Many do the second Parsha anyway, but this is the Haftorah for Kedoshim. What does it have to do with Parsha Kedoshim? We'll talk about that by Hashem in a couple of minutes. Halo Kibidei Kushiyim Atem Li Hashem says, you're like Kushiyim. What is going on here? Says the Abarbanel. I'm sorry. I should have said this on the previous. The Rabbanel says on the previous, where it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mala and Morid and Shemayim and Aretz, the Rabbanel says the point of the Navi is there's no change mitzad Hashem, even though it looks like he's doing opposite things. He loves B'nai Yisrael, he hates B'nai Yisrael. No, Hashem doesn't change. It's only people that change. Al yachshavu sheyia shinui bechuko yisparach mioso meitivitamo umegadlo umaromamo elayutu machrivo makimo. He's building them up. He's being magla them. He's sending them at the galus. No, Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is bonem hashemayim al yosav. He's agudoso al eretz yisada. He's the one that's in charge of the world. But it's just the people act differently, and therefore they get opposite midos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ata hefech kol zeh shu kore lemei ayam kitov v'rubura Hashem shemo ki ein bo shinui ela b'mekablim shekfiach hanasam keinu mashpia aleyam yatov u'mei hara. Okay, so now we get into the last part. Kibbutz Kushiyim, according to most, again, this is going to be a nechama, the last section of the Sefer. There is, though, a machlokas rishonim, this first phrase. You are like Kushiyim to me, b'nei Yisrael num Hashem. So is that a compliment or is that a negative? The Radak says that you are like Kushiyim, just like the Kushiyim in the days of Noach, they became Avadim. So too, you are my eternal Avadim. Says the Radak, Kibrei Kushiyim Shem Avadim, Veim Ashchorim Ibrei Kush Ben Cham, Sheinim Karm Avadim, Keinaya Ra'ui Shetiyu Atem, Avadim, Avadimli. Kimibes Avadim Kanisi Eschem. And I brought you up from Mitzrayim because you have to be my Avadim. And that's what the Gemara Moed Katan seems to say also. The Gemara Moed Katan to Zion says that being a Kushi, the comparison to Kushi, is a compliment to Bnei Yisrael. Ma Kushi Meshuna Ba'oro, Af Yisrael Meshunin, B'ma We are mishune in our actions regarding the entire world. So that's one that's looking at it as a shevach. Rashi seems to say it's somewhat of a negative here. You have to be servants, like all people have to be servants, and all nations have to be servants, and you haven't kept your part of the bargain. But again, the Abarbanel, the Malbim says this is all divrei tanchumin. The way the Abarbanel, the Malbim look at it is that just like a kushi, wherever he is, he is recognizable. So too Am Yisrael, even though you're in Mitzrayim, you are recognizable. Shem mitzuyanim. Atem yuchadim li kibrei kushiyim, says the Malbim. Shem mitzuyanim b'ni karim tamid. Yuchadim la'avoseim adei shachris oram. Just like there's a physical difference. Shehagam sheyiglu v'yisarvo b'in amim achirim bal yitarvo imahem. Ken atem shehagam shetiglu v'tisarvo b'in amim tamid tiyunu karim ki atem li. Ki atem b'nei Yisrael v'chal v'rem yakirim ki heim b'nei kol chai. And then the Raya, says the Malbim, is brought in the following psukim. As we continue, again, Hello, as Yisrael, hello, Simeiros Mitzrayim. I brought B'nai Yisrael up from Mitzrayim. Uplishti mikafter, v'aram mikir. So I brought, there's a destiny and there's a history for all the nations. And yet, all the other nations, when they were lost in their exile, it wasn't like they came out of the exile and continued their nationhood. Hine eine Hashem Elokim b'mamlocha achata'a. And Hashem says, yes, I got rid of the evil Malchus. Rashi, the Radak, and others say this is talking about the Malchus of Yeravim ben Nevat. Malchei Yisrael, that was utterly destroyed in terms of never coming back again. Vishmadzi Yosom Yapnei Adama. There will never be another Malchus. Eves Kilo Hashmed Ashmed Espes Yaakov No Mashem. But I'm not going to destroy the nation. I'm not going to destroy the nation because Malchus Yehuda obviously only went into exile, but that Malchus is going to come back. Kihine Anochi Mitzavev Hani Osi B'Chalukai Espes Yisrael. I will shake them up. It'll be like a sifter. What is this referring to? The Ebenezer says it's talking about the time of the Aseres HaShvatim Galus. Others say it's the Galus Yehuda that Barbanel says this is talking about Yemos HaMashiach, the Chevle Leida of Yemos HaMashiach. I will shake them amongst the nations. Kasher Yinoa Bakvara, like a sieve. Velo Yipol Tzor Aretz. But things that are supposed to be held in the sieve will not fall to the ground. Yes, some things will fall through, those that aren't deserving. But kept in the sieve will be the big pieces, the tzadikim. Bacherev yamusu kol chatei ami ha'omrim. Those who are going to die, those that say, lo tagish v'taktim ba'adin ha'ra. The evil's not going to come to me. I don't have to worry about anything. Nothing is going to happen. So those are the ones that don't believe in the geula. Maybe similar to what happened during Makas Choshech. Those that don't believe in the geula, so they won't make it. But bayom ahu, akim. On that day, I will establish and rebuild Sukkas David Hanofalas. Maybe Akim, I will build. What is this talking about? Maybe it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Sukkas David. The time of the Krar, Chaim Kanievsky says, it's interesting, it's called the Sukkah, but later on in the Pasuk, it says, V'gadarti es pirtzein v'harisosav Akim, I will build up their destroyed areas, uvenisia kimei olam. It was called a sukkah originally because it wasn't permanent. It was what we might call a diras arai, because it only lasted by Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, but eventually, by Bayis Shlishi, it'll be forever, and that's why. Kari le sukkah mishim dehaisa malchus arai, kesukkah bimedabed v'shlomo, v'gam shar malachim, avalasu lavu yemalchus keva, lachim esayim uvenisiyah, kimei olam. It will be forever. So again, this might be talking about the mikdash. If it's talking about the mikdash, so then maybe it's a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build the Mikdash. Remember the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah about who's going to build the base of the Mikdash, Am Yisrael or Hashem. But it also might be referring to just Malchus based David, not the physical building. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi quotes the Targum that Sukkah's David is Malchusa to base David. Malchus based David is going to be rebuilt and come back. Interesting, the Rambam quotes this Pasuk. Quotes this pasuk all the way at the end of the Shrushim, after he has the 14 rules and regulations of what counts as a mitzvah, what doesn't count as a mitzvah. So at the end of that, he has Hakdama. He says, now I'm going to go through each and every mitzvah. And then he quotes, V'yadua gamkein, sh'anevua v'amalucha kfar nistalka mimenu. We don't have nevua or malucha yet, again, on, and we're not going to get it back, at sh'nasr min ha'avonos sh'anachnu machzikim b'hem, until we stop sinning, v'yachaper lono v'yurachameinu, and get kapara, kamoshi yadnu v'yachzirim lono, like we've been promised. Where were we promised about the chazara of nevua? Number one, in Yoel, paragimel, v'yach reichin eshpochas ruchi, Al kol basar v'yamar b'chazaras ha'melech v'ayim shala ar pasuk v'yamu es akim esukas tovet anofalas v'gatarti es pertzein v'chulu v'yadua shal mlechamos v'kibesh aratzos lo yeh el b'melech u'ba'atzos ha'nedri ha'gdola. The Rambam continues, but again he quotes ar pasuk there at the end of the Hakdama. So Hashem says, I will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash l'man Yirshua She'eris Edom, so that the She'eris of Edom, that's who we're in, our enemies Edom, can be driven out by those who have their name, my name called on them. Ne'um Hashem osezos. Hashem is doing this. You have to flip around the pasuk a little bit and read it, that those that have Nikra Shmi Alehem will be Morish, the She'eris Edom. And finally, the end of the Sefer, Hine Yamim Ba'imnu Mashem. There will be days, as was just described, about getting back the Sukkas David Hanofalas. There will be days. V'nigash Choresh Bakotzer. The plower will meet the harvester. V'dorech Hanavim B'moshe Chazara. And the one that treads on the grapes will meet those that pull the Zera. V'tifu, what is this, a Lashonov? Let's finish first. V'tifu Aramasis. That mountains will be flowing with liquid and dripping with juice. V'cholag V'os Tismo Gagna. And all the little mountains will start melting and becoming flat. This is all a Lashon of plenty. Lashon of plenty, as is described in Bichul Kosai. Lo yaspiku lachrosh, Rashi says, that Shiyavo HaKatzir. There's going to be so much fruit and so much flowing liquid of milk and honey. V'shafti es shvus ami Yisrael uvanu arim neshamos. And there's going to be a return. Shvus ami Yisrael. Says Rav Soloveitchik, this is the remez to the pasuk. Because in Achremos and Kedoshim, we have the ideas that if we don't keep our promise on the land, so then we will be able to, we will be forced to go into Gullus. We won't be allowed to stay in Eretz Yisrael. V'atak Yeretz es Yoshveh, as is described at the end of Achremos, Kedoshim also, by doing these mitzvos, we will be able to stay in the land. So what's the connection to the Haftorah? That if, even if we go into Gullus, eventually, there'll be an end to it. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik points out in Divrei Hashkafa on page 92, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Rotzeh B'Churban Amo, Chazal Bachru B'Pasa Echad B'Lvad B'Parshas Kedoshim, V'Lav Sivevu Ka'al Tzir. Shir Merkazias Kolav Torah. It's all about the Matzav that we're going to be sent into Galus, but this is about coming back from Galus, and that is the promise, and that's why this is read as the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim. It's the promise of coming back. As the Pasuk says here, V'shaftiyah Shvus Ami Yisrael, Uvanu Arim Neshamos V'yashavu, and they will rebuild the desolate cities, V'natu Kramim V'shasu Asyenim, they'll come back, plant vineyards, drink wine, V'yasu Ganas V'achlos Pareyem, the visions of La'asil Lavo. This isn't just about Bayis Sheni, this is about Bayis Shlishi, Unetatim Alan Masam, and they will be planted on their land, V'loi Natshu Omei Alan Masam, there won't be any Golus evermore, Asher Nesati Lehem Amar Hashem Elokecha. And almost ends on a high, again, as all the Nevi'im do. Again, most of the Sefer has been about the northern kingdom, sprinkled in a little bit about the Malchus Yehuda, but again, he ends off, even though he was very, very early, almost, before a lot of the other Nevi'im, but he already is forecasting and predicting the Shivat Zion that we yearn for every single day. Okay, we will stop here, but next time, we get into Ovadia.